Desolate News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A new poll shows how Democrats and Republicans feel about their own parties.
About 15% of Democrats surveyed by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research describe their party as weak or apathetic, and another 10% say the Democratic Party is ineffective or disorganized. Democrats and Republicans were asked in July to share the first word or phrase that came to mind when they thought of their own party. Overall, people held a dim view of both parties, with 43% viewing the Republican Party negatively, compared to 39% seeing the Democratic Party negatively. But Republicans were about twice as likely as Democrats to describe their own party positively, with 4 in 10 Republicans using words like patriotic or hardworking. Donna Warder, Washington.
Federal officials have opened an investigation into Jack Smith, the former special counsel who investigated then-candidate Donald Trump before his re-election. Bob Agnew reports.
The Office of Special Counsel, an independent federal agency, has confirmed that Smith is now under investigation on suspicions he engaged in illegal political activity. Smith was named special counsel to investigate Donald Trump by then-Attorney General Merrick Garland in November of 2022. He prosecuted two federal cases against Trump in the lead-up to the 2024 presidential election. The president and his Republican allies, including Senator Tom Cotton, have accused Smith of violating the Hatch Act, a federal law that bans certain public officials from engaging in political activity. Bob Agnew reporting.
A relatively mild 3.0 magnitude earthquake shook the New York metropolitan area Saturday night. The earthquake hit in the New Jersey suburb of Hasbrook Heights at a depth of about 6.2 miles. This is SRN News. A new poll asks pastors about politics.
The Lifeway Research Survey wanted to know how many Protestant pastors were experiencing conflict in their churches over political matters. Amongst mainline Protestant clergy, 31% say politics has been causing problems in their congregation. But for evangelical pastors, the percentage drops to 9%, as it does for pastors of black churches. The numbers seem to suggest that politics might not be as big a problem as many observers fear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholicism is on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once dominated. Today, dozens of churches are being transformed into everything from gyms and restaurants to museums and luxury apartments. The rate of regular church attendance among Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to one of the lowest as religious faith in general declines across the country. This is SRN News. Those who have student loans could be in for a hard summer, Ron Taylor explained.
Millions of student borrowers could begin having their wages garnished this summer. That according to estimates from credit bureau TransUnion. The company predicts that by the end of August, roughly 3 million borrowers could move into default, meaning they're at least 270 days past due on payments. At that point, loan holders are at the risk of having 15% of their pay docked by the government, with the money going toward the outstanding debt. There has been no clear indication of when wage garnishment will start, so borrowers beware. Ron Taylor reporting.
Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell has been moved from a federal prison in Florida to a prison camp in Texas as her criminal case generates renewed public attention. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.